With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We told you yesterday about the Cider School at the WSU School of Food Science in Mount Vernon that begins next Monday. We spoke with the instructor, Bree Ewing, who says it's a booming industry we're seeing more and more of in the stores.
Despite you seeing it more and more, it's still a fairly small percentage of the market. It comes in at about, I think, just over 1% of the total beer market in the U.S. We're starting to see a lot more of smaller regional players come in to take some of that share as well. Some of that's bigger in some places, like in Oregon. Oregon is the biggest cider-consuming state in the country at the moment, and they have about 4% of the beer market. And Washington isn't too far behind. And it's growing really fast. It's still just a very small section of our alcohol industry.
I ask Ewing if Washington's apple-centric reputation had anything to do with hard cider's popularity in our state.
I think that probably has something to do with it. The Pacific Northwest and also the Northeast see a lot more cider production than other regions throughout the U.S., so there probably is something to do with where apples are grown. But we're also seeing an explosion of cider production throughout the U.S. and through Canada, regardless of where apples are grown. So it's really spreading.
You can find out more about the week-long Cider School that starts next Monday, either online at cider.wsu.edu or by calling the School of Food Sciences in Mount Vernon. You can also check them out on Facebook or Twitter.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.